Direction. Summary of the interior of the mining exchange. The interior of the Ballarat Mining Exchange is a large, cavernous, open space with high ceilings and hard, polished floor. The iron ceilings of the main space are about 3 stories high. The walls are made of brick, and there are arched windows high above. These have been covered for the exhibition, creating a darkened space. The feeling of the space is grand and vast, and measures 38.1 meters long by 11.4 meters wide. Set into the side of the building's walls on the left and right are small, intimate alcoves. These once served as gold merchant stores, but are now used as part of the exhibition. There are 7 on the left side and 11 on the right side. They are all the same size, approximately 4 meters long by 2 meters wide, open at the front, with 3 walls positioned in a U shape. There are large, framed photographs in each of these alcoves, and they are lit by a spotlight. After the 7th alcove, there are accessible toilets. Access to these will be described shortly. Next to this entrance, a wall has been constructed to exhibit paintings made by Addy. This structure is approximately 10 meters in length and leads to the end of the building. Once here, you can turn left and take 10 steps through a set of open doors. This room contains video works and is approximately 25 meters wide from left to right and 15 meters forward, with tall ceilings and carpet on the floor. You will enter at the center of the room. The sound you hear comes from the videos playing on large screens to the left and right. The videos are made by the artist Campbell Addy. In the middle of the mining exchange is a transparent cube structure, measuring approximately 3.8 by 3.8 meters. It is part of the exhibition and can be entered from the back via a small step. It features a sculptural work entitled Embrace, which is Addy's torso, positioned on a 600mm plinth. There is blue carpet on the floor, and when you are inside the cube, festival visitors will be able to see in, while there is a mirrored surface inside. To access the cube, please ask for assistance from the front desk.